spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
My name is Trey Brumley, and I'm on the InfoPath team, and I'm here to talk to you today about how to customize a W4 form on SharePoint 2010 using Business Connectivity Services and InfoPath. Here I have a SQL database with all the fields that I'm going to need when creating my W4 form. You can see that I've pre-populated the database with 10 sample names. I have created an external content type from that connects to this SQL database and allows me to bring that information onto SharePoint 2010. From that external content type, I can create an external list and quickly auto-generate an InfoPath form from that external list. I've already done this, so I'm going to navigate to that external list now. I can customize the form that external list uses using InfoPath. I already have a sample outline of a W4 form that I'm going to quickly copy and paste in. I'm going to go through and quickly add a control for all the fields from that SQL database. I can change the control associated with the state to a drop-down list box and get the choices from an XML document that I've already created. This allows users to be able to select the state from a drop-down list. I can change the alignment on the exemptions and the total amount being withheld, as well as formatting the withholdings to U.S. currency. I can also, at the bottom of the form, quickly insert a picture button and set the picture to an icon that I've previously created. I can quickly set the action to submit, which will automatically submit the information and save the form. And using the quick access toolbar, I'm going to publish it. So going to the external list on SharePoint, you can see that we have all the information from the SQL database. If we then go and edit one of the items, we can see the form that we have just created. If we were to change the number of allowances, submit the form, you can see that the update information is reflected in SharePoint, as well as in the SQL database. Another new interesting feature about SharePoint 2010 is the ability to take an external list offline using SharePoint Workspace. Opening this external list in SharePoint Workspace, I can see that I have all the information from the SQL database and the InfoPath form associated with that external list. I can open one of the items, change the number of exceptions. That's going to update the external list as well as the SQL database. Well, I hope you've learned a lot from this demo and are excited about the things that you can do with external data using Business Connectivity Services and InfoPath in SharePoint 2010. Thank you.